Hi, this is Sia from 93KHJ, and we have another awesome short story. This one is called The Snake. It was written by Talia Leota, and she is part of Reggie Meredith Fitial's UH cohort class. So again, the name of the story is The Snake, written by Talia Leota. There once was a man named Toa and his wife Loimata, and they lived in Savai with their four children. There was Leah, the oldest, who was the smartest and most cunning. Wale is the second eldest, who was loud and strong. And the third sibling was Uta, who was brave and strong like Wale. And the youngest sibling was Lani, who was beautiful and carefree. The siblings loved their parents, but did not get along. They argued about the land and who loved their parents the most. Leah felt that since she was the eldest, she wanted to be the boss of the plants on the land. Wale and Uta disliked the idea and wanted to do their own thing. After all, they were the male children of Toa and Loimata. Lani, being the youngest, just wanted to plant whatever. The siblings' constant arguments made Toa and Loimata sad. One day, while Toa and Loimata were working in the family maumanga, Angata, a snake, crawled towards them. Toa was startled and grabbed the sapelu to hit the ngata. Loimata stopped him and begged her husband not to harm the snake. The ngata turned into a young man. He thanked Loimata for saving him from Toa. He told them that a day will come when their children will need to learn how to work together. The young man turned back into a snake and disappeared. Years passed, and then one day Loimata had fallen ill and died. Toa, overcome with sadness, passed away not long after. Laying their parents to rest on the land, the four siblings were greeted by the same snake who appeared to their parents years before. The snake said, "I've watched over your family for many years and seen all of you grow up. I spoke to your parents about you." Wale was angry and yelled, "Owai oe te tu mai lumamato ilimato fanua. Who do you think you are talking to? On our land." The snake ignored Wale and told the others that if they wanted to continue living on the land, they would have to complete an important task. He announced, "On top of Maunga Silisili, there grows a tree that bears a fruit. Pick the fruit of this tree and bring the seed back to plant on the land. If you succeed, you will keep living on this land. But if you fail, you will be banished." Although they were reluctant, the children agreed and set out. The journey to Maunga Silisili was dangerous. Leah led the way, remembering her parents talking about Maunga Silisili when she was young. Wale carried Lani on his back because her legs were sore, while Uta carried their ato, basket of fa'i, ia, and niu. The further they traveled, the more they learned to help each other. The road became narrow, and the siblings became weary. Leah, Wale, and Lani on his back, and Uta, were about to give up when they realized they made it to the top of Maunga Silisili. In the very center stood a beautiful tree that had a single fruit. The fruit was protected by the spirit that lived there. Wale placed Lani on the ground and ran to grab the fruit, but he was unable to move. Uta walked towards the tree to grab it, but he slipped. Lani tried to crawl towards the tree, but got stuck in the ground. Leah, seeing what happened to her siblings, stood still and began speaking to the tree, explaining how they come so far for a single seed from the fruit it bear. She mentioned the snake and how they could not fail. The spirit was moved by how respectful Leah was and allowed Wale, Uta, and Lani to move and pluck the fruit. The siblings thanked the spirit and began their journey back down Maunga Silisili. Upon their arrival home, they were greeted by the snake. Wale held out the seed from the fruit for the snake to see. He nodded with approval, and they could stay on the land. Overjoyed and content, they together planted the seed where their parents Toa and Loimata were laid to rest. The end. Thank you, Talia Leota, for that beautiful short story. And that short story's name is called The Snake. And also thank you to Reggie Meredith Fitial. and for amazing stories. This is our, I believe, our second week, and we want to say thank you to each and every one of your students for providing us with beautiful stories. This is Sia from 93KHJ.